Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bachim Perches Mishnevav Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosa Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zecher to find Reziva Gagon Bikarav Mamish. And Mishnevav tells us Domshen is Arav B'mayim. We have blood of a carbon. The blood is kosher. Everything's fine. It was ready for Zrika, and then it got mixed up with water, meaning water got poured into it. Not that it got poured into water. That's an important difference. So what do we do? Im Yesh B'mayim Adam. If it looks like blood, I mean, there's a decent amount of blood still over here that the water looks like dam. It's red. Kosher. It's kosher for Zrika. Now let's say Nesarav Yayin, it got mixed up with wine. And obviously there's still going to be a red color here because wine is red and blood is red. Maybe a different type of red, but it's still red and it's not really going to be diluted. What are we supposed to do? The answer is Ryan Isai Kilu Humayim. And remember this line because this is going to come up. We view it as if it's water, which means however much wine was here, we imagine that if it was water and it got mixed in with this amount of blood, would it still look like blood or no? If yes, then we could do Zrika. If not, then there's no Zrika. Similarly, in this Arv Bedam Behemoi Bedam Chaya, let's say the blood of this carbon got mixed up with blood of another animal, it's just regular chulin, it's not a carbon, or with the blood of a chaya, which is a non-domesticated animal, such as a deer, and its blood is also not sprinkled on the mizbeach. What do? Same thing as we just mentioned before, we look at whatever blood got mixed in as if it was water, and if this amount of water would still look like dam, with a dam carbon mixed inside, we're going to do zrika, and if not, then we're not going to do zrika. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, ein dam mevatel dam, blood is not able to nullify blood. So no matter how much non-kosher blood was here, it doesn't make a difference, as Rabbi Yehuda. Lots of non-kosher blood is not able to mevatel the kosher blood, and therefore we're always going to do zrika when it's blood being mixed up with blood. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin with more cases, Nizarv Bedam Psulim. Let's say the blood of a kosher carbon got mixed with blood of a pasul carbon, meaning this blood came from a carbon but it's not allowed to be sprinkled. What do? Yishafech la'ama. So in this case, it gets poured into the ama, which is like a little canal running through the azara. This is where all the liquids that were on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash went through and it got carried out of the Beis HaMikdash, went to a place called Nachal Kidron Valley, and so that's where this blood has to be poured because it's not already sprinkled on the mizbech, so it's just poured through the ama. Also, bedam tamtzes. Let's say we have kosher blood of a carbon that's mixed up with dam tamtzes. Now, this is an important thing to know. There's two types of blood that come out of a carbon. There's dam nefesh and dam tamtzes. Dam nefesh is the first spurt of blood that comes out right after shechita, and the reason why it's called dam nefesh is because it's the dam of the animal that the nefesh leaves through right as it's shechted. That's when the nefesh is leaving the animal, so that first blood is called dam nefesh, and that's the only blood that's kosher for zrika. All the rest of the blood from the animal, that's called dam tamtzes, and that's not kosher for zrika. And so therefore, let's say we have dam tamtzes that got mixed up with dam nefesh, it has to be poured into the ama, it's not allowed to be used. That's because we're afraid that if we allow him to use it, then this kohen might just end up taking plain dam tamtzes one day and sprinkling it on the mizbech, and that's for sure not okay. However, Blazer says that it is kosher. Now, even the Tanakama holds that im loy nimlach, if he didn't ask, and v'nosan, he applied his blood to mizbech anyway, kosher, but the evidence kosher, no problem. We're going to stop here for a day and pick it up on the Mishnah Chas and Tess. Continue to discuss dam. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.